Hi, good evening. My name is Jim Tighe, T-I-G-H-E. I'm with Quanta Services. I'm the Director of Business Development for Quanta. And one of our operating companies, Par Electric, is the general contractor for the project, for the Northern Pass project. I wanted to thank the Site Evaluation Committee for the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I support the project. This is one of the single most important projects in the country right now, and we'll address many of the energy issues we face. If I could cover a couple of key points, New Hampshire jobs. There's a lot of people hurting in New Hampshire. The mills, loggers, concrete suppliers, this project's gonna mean a lot to them. We have two operating companies in New Hampshire, Par Electric, that has a regional office in Bow, New Hampshire, and another company called JCR Construction that operates in Raymond, New Hampshire. Now these two companies, some of which date back over 30 years, employ 200 people. These people live, work, raise their families in New Hampshire. They're New Hampshire residents. They support this project. Quanta, the parent company of Par Electric and JCR, is the largest IBEW employer in the country. There's thousands of workers within the IBEW that support this project. And I think at one of the recent meetings I attended, there was 240 New Hampshire residents that work for the IBEW now that have to work away from their homes in other states. And we would like to try to bring those folks back home to work in their towns, and be back with their families. And Northern Pass will allow us to do that. An important aspect of Northern Pass, and we've worked closely with Eversource on this, is the New Hampshire First Initiative. And what that means is we as the general contractor have a responsibility and an obligation to get as much participation of local New Hampshire businesses. I personally have gone out, probably not on as an extensive a road trip as you folks. I know you've been on one looking at the route, but spent 3 days meeting with 70 different interested businesses, and these were excavation type companies, loggers, clearing type companies, concrete companies, asphalt companies, all New Hampshire based that will work on this project. And I think I could give you, from an economic benefit standpoint, I think I could give you a real-world example, because I've heard a lot of folks say that these are out-of-state jobs, it's not going to help our economy. But here's a real-world situation that I was involved in personally. There was the Maine Power Reliability Project that started in 2010 and ran until 2015. And it was a $1.4 billion project. So, dollar-wise, it's comparable to Northern Pass. That project, we have real-world data on that project. It employed 390 contractors. 270 of those contractors were Maine companies. So that kind of gives you an indication that this is going to drive businesses and jobs for Maine folks. At the height of that project, there was 2,700 jobs that were created, and a positive impact to the economy, to the local Maine economy, of $436 million. So that's the kind of benefit we'll see with Northern Pass in New Hampshire. Very quickly, I just wanted to highlight one of the issues with Northern Pass, and one of the things it's going to solve is our energy crisis. We have a country that's migrating away from coal, and we're never going to do a nuclear power plant in this country again after Fukushima. So we need different sources of energy. Northern Pass is an ideal source of energy. And in closing, I'd like to urge the committee to approve this application. Northern Pass is a step forward in securing our future energy needs while creating much-needed jobs and a positive impact for New Hampshire. Thank you so much.